Hi, I'm John O'Donnell, and I'm an evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here today at the offices of Carmack, and here today with Josh, Jeff, and Vineet. So, Josh, could you get to introduce yourself to the camera?
My name is Josh Miller. I'm a .NET software developer here at Carmack.
And Jeff?
I'm Jeff Piggott. I'm a system architect.
I'm Vineet Mehta, and I'm development architect with Carmack.
Excellent. So we've been talking a bit about some of the work that you've been doing on mobility. So maybe we could start off and just give us a bit of an overview of what your company is involved with. What is the business?
Sure. Carmack writes software for the heavy-duty truck industry. We have a .NET application called ProfitMaster, and it's really a full ERP system that's for parts, service, and accounting. We work with all the OEMs for the heavy-duty truck industry and been in business coming up on 30 years.
Excellent. And so when you say heavy-duty trucking industry, that could be anything from an expensive 18-wheeler through to like a million-dollar RV?
Correct, yeah. Mostly it's trucks or trailers. We have lease rental companies. It's all over the board for the heavy-duty truck.
And specifically, is this the ProfitMaster is in use at any organization who's doing like repairs on these vehicles?
Yeah, it can be mom and pop stores on all the way up to full blown dealerships that you see on the highways.
And also, Carmack is also a gold certified partner.
Yeah, we've been a gold certified ISV for over 5 years, and we've been a certified partner for probably 15 or more.
So just to recap, I mean, really, what it sounds so really, ProfitMaster it is basically an ERP for the heavy duty trucking. Is it just trucking repairs or?
It's for parts and service as well. Okay. So for on the parts side, some people on the aftermarket just work on the parts redistribution and
right.
Stocking of those parts as well.
Excellent. Well, let's talk a bit about what brings me to your office today, and that's specifically on the mobile side of things. So obviously you've been working with mobile platforms for quite some time, including is it mobile 6.5 or and earlier?
Right. We've actually been doing Pocket PC 2002.
Wow.
All the way back to 2002. And we've had our first applications in the Compact framework and extended those through 6.5. And now today, excited to talk about Windows Phone 7.
Excellent. So you guys truly are veterans in Microsoft Mobility.
Correct.
Yep.
So we are literally launching into the stores Windows Phone 7 devices today. So I'm very pleased to be on site today talking to you about what you guys are doing, because you're taking phone into the business enterprise environment, specifically with this application called Carmack Attach It. So maybe you could just give me a bit of an overview of what drove this drove the decision to actually build on Windows Phone 7.
Just in general, I mean, the application idea actually came from one of our customers. So that's one nice thing that through customer support, a customer said, hey, I'd love to be able to walk around a truck and quickly take pictures of whatever it is that's being repaired, or even for a new truck that just came on a lot, that as they add it to their inventory, they can display it on their website. A quick way to get that image into the ProfitMaster business system, and they said, hey, I'd love to use my phone.
Yep.
And just quickly be able to get that in there. And so once we were able to get it on Windows 6.5, Josh was able to write the web service that can be reused from Compact Framework, Windows Phone 7, or other devices. It was kind of a no-brainer to make sure that we are ready for this launch today.
Okay.
For Windows Phone 7.
So instead of having someone walking around the truck with a digital SLR camera, take the photos, go back to the computer, plug it in. Instead, the mobile device, you'll take the photos, the mobile device, and obviously attach it to a VIN number, and then the mobile device will then transmit through to Josh's web service and through that back into ProfitMaster. And there's a purpose behind this to obviously take a record of the current condition of the vehicle, so that potentially someone can say, well, as part of doing the repair cycle, you've scraped this, you've dinged a part of the bodywork, you've spilled something on the carpets, and then that it keeps a record.
Right, it's really insurance to the customer that,
okay.
Before and after that, they are taking care of the unit. It could also be we not only do the VIN number, which would be the unit, could be a repair order, right after a wreck. The body shop's going to add some pictures in before or after they paint it or a crash.
Right.
And then also we call it them deals. When they purchase the truck, we call them a deal or deal packet, they could add pictures to show the brand new truck and make window stickers out of them or whatever else they want to do.
So Vineet, I mean, talk to me a bit about the development experience. You know, obviously it's Silverlight, it's XAML. How's it been?
Pretty good, actually. So far, pretty good. I mean, I've been, like, okay, developing, again, as Jeff said, on 2002 PC and compact framework. I'm definitely glad to say that Windows 7 experience is much smoother. There's a little bit of a learning curve.
With Silverlight,
particularly when you talk about animation, not standard coding. I mean, when you are developing application, it's just pure code. But when you start into animation and start using high-end animations, they are definitely had a couple of... quirks there to learn, in the application, but, I mean, our learning experience. But otherwise, it's much simpler to develop an application using Silverlight than on a compact framework.
Right. And so you were talking to me about expression blends, because I know that you're not developing this purely on expression blend, but can you talk to me about that?
Sure, yeah. I mean, as I said, I'm a development architect. Mainly my pure focus is on Visual Studio, and that's where I started. I mean, I started running into some issues there and talked to my Jeff, and he used, like, Expression Blend more than, like, okay, Visual Studio. So I think they both together make a good mix of, like, if you are a, like, okay, hardcore developer and don't understand the graphics, animation, and things like that too much, you can hop on to. And the good thing is you can actually open the same project in both at the same time. You can hop on to Expression Blend and do your animation and come back here, and the file is right there, and you can use ready to go. Other experience I have with Expression Blend, where I have actually turned into that, once it gives you a XAML script, you can actually take that and you can understand it, because the XAML is not the XAML which is produced by Expression Blend is not a typical generated code, because typically when you are using some generation, you will see a lot of junk code in there. It's not the case with Expression Blend. The code is pretty clean. You can understand it.
Oh, that's good insight, yeah.
Yep, that is a very good insight. And once you look at that, you can actually convert that into a, say, if I don't want a user control, then I just want to programmatically create the same thing. You can follow the step through and boom, you're there with Visual Studio and create it programmatically. So that was pretty neat. So I'm really happy to be switching to Silverlight.
So I'm very excited that on the day that these devices are appearing, it obviously the cell phone companies out there, that your application Carmack Attach It is actually already there today. So you're actually sitting in the marketplace today.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do is as part of this video, we'll actually link to. In fact, we'll actually attach a product demonstration, just to show people what this looks like. So I just want to thank you guys for meeting with me today and also to show how Windows Phone 7 can be used in the enterprise and business environments. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Jeff Piggott with Carmack Inc. here to do a quick demo on Carmack Attach It, a new application in the Windows Phone 7 marketplace. Carmack Attach It is a business application used to import pictures into the Carmack ProfitMaster business system. You can quickly import pictures into a repair order, a unit, a deal, or a deal packet. Attach pictures using your phone's camera or browse from photos in the Windows Phone 7 Pictures Hub, all without using messy transfer cables. Let's do a demo. When we open Attach It, you're going to be presented with a simple screen to allow the user to choose from importing a unit using a VIN number, the repair order using the repair order number, the deal number, the packet, which would be the deal number plus the packet number, and whatever friendly description you would like to add when it's seen inside a ProfitMaster. We're going to use the unit today. I'll put a VIN in, but let me go ahead and first choose a picture that I already have stored in my Pictures Hub. Go to my Save Pictures. Choose the truck. Enter in the VIN number. And put a description of new paint. Get rid of the keyboard. One hidden feature is the back button will actually get rid of the keyboard. That's in all Windows Phone 7 applications. And then I can press the import button. The photo is uploaded successfully. That's about as simple as you can get to import pictures into the ProfitMaster business system using Carmack Attachit. Thank you for watching the demo of Carmack Attachit. Please visit us at carmack.com for your heavy-duty truck software.